Hi, this is Daniel Garber of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Hope you're all enjoying your mid-August vacation, but got some films to talk about. This week, I'm talking about two new movies about humans and other animals. There's a man who wishes he'd never met a lion face-to-face, and another man who wishes woolly mammoths walked the earth again. We Are As Gods, written and directed by David Alvarado and Jason Susberg. Stuart Brand is a man you may have never heard of, but he was at the center of many of the 20th century's biggest changes, including psychedelic drugs, environmentalism, personal computers, hacking, and the whole Earth catalog. Born in a small city in the Midwest, he liked playing with wild animals as a child, making friends with squirrels, possums, and ducks. He studied at Stanford, but by the early 1960s wound up with his wife in San Francisco, around the time of Ken Kesey's experimentation with psychedelic drugs. He joined the Merry Pranksters, dropping acid, dancing around, and generally having a wild hippie good time. This was during the space race when the U.S. and the USSR were competing in the exploration of outer space. But what Stuart wanted was a photograph of the Earth from outer space so people could comprehend what a tiny planet we live on. He publicly and loudly demanded such a photo, and eventually someone actually took it. It became the cover of a technologically friendly do-it-yourself guidebook called The Whole Earth Catalog, which embraced environmentalism and conservationism at the same time. It was filled with geodesic domes and Quonset huts, how to coexist in nature. A huge bestseller inspired many within the youth culture of the burgeoning baby boom. He was also around in the earliest stages of Apple computers and the whole home computing movement, inspiring both Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. Fast forward to the present. Stuart Brand is back in the spotlight again because now he's attempting to change the world by de-extincting long-lost plants and animals. De-extincting. He points out how entire pieces, entire species that used to dominate North America, from the American walnut tree to the passenger pigeon, were totally wiped out over the course of a few decades, about 100 years ago. But their DNA still remains, and he says, with some genetic tweaking, they could be restored. Why is this so important? Because, he says, our system is made up of complex, intertwining, interdependent species. And when even one of them disappears, it means a major realignment of nature. But that's not all. Building on the work of Pleistocene Park, it's a real existing place and also the name of another documentary, in Siberia, in Russia, he promotes the reintroduction of things like woolly mammoths to our biosphere. Maybe flocks of prehistoric elephants, camels, wild horses, and buffalo that are now missing from these areas could help stop global warming by allowing the permafrost to survive. Huh? Well, he explains it. We Are As Gods is a documentary about Brand, his life, and his ideas. The title comes from an epigraph from the Whole Earth catalog. Okay, some of the ideas sound ridiculous at first listen, but the film makes a believable argument for a real-life Jurassic Park, or actually Pleistocene Park, despite the dangers it could pose. He's also a really interesting character, both smart and ridiculous at various times. He admits, for example, to inhaling a tank of laughing gas, that's nitrous oxide, each week for a couple of years. Huh. The movie includes period footage, TV videos, still photos, and new interviews from friends, his ex-wife, family members, and various scientists. There's lots of interesting stuff here packed into one documentary. Beast, directed by Baltasar Kormakur. It's summertime in South Africa. Dr. Nate Samuels, played by Idris Elba, a well-off musician from New York, arrives in a remote game park with his two daughters, Mare and Nora. Mare, played by Ianna Halley, is angry at her father, but she is swept away by the beauty and grandeur of the South African bush. Her little sister, Nora, played by Leah Jeffries, is more innocent and naive. This visit is a homecoming of sorts. Their late mom, she died of cancer in New York, came from a nearby Tsonga village where she met their dad. And they were introduced by a man who the kids call Uncle Martin, played by Charlto Copley. He's a game ranger who helps stop poachers from killing all the wild animals. And he is their host. He shows them giraffes and wildebeests and introduces them to a pride of lions, one of whom he raised from its birth. And they all run to him like playful pups. These are lions. Lions are social animals, he explains. The lionesses hunt for food, while the lions, the male lions, protect the pride if threatened. Otherwise, they don't normally attack people. Which is why all of them, including Uncle Martin, are shocked and frightened when, later, another lion violently attacks their jeep. It seems poachers had killed his entire pride except him, leaving only the rogue beast looking for vengeance. And they're not his first target, but his present one. But can a middle-aged doctor and his two teenage girls fight off a lion three times their size? Or are they all doomed? Beast is a dramatic thriller set amidst the spectacular beauty of South Africa. After a mundane start, it quickly turns into a heart thumper as one impossible situation follows another as the four of them try to escape this monster. Idris Elba portrays Nate as a neglectful dad, but a caring doctor, devoted to saving patients, not killing animals. But he also has to connect with his daughters, who don't completely trust him because he was never around when their mother, his wife, was dying of cancer. I assume the animals in the movie are all CGI, but they're believable enough that you can't tell. The music spans the continent with tunes from Nigeria to South Africa. Okay, I have to admit, I saw the trailer before I saw the movie, and it looked pretty bad. Who wants to watch another American guy going to Africa to shoot lions? But that's not what the movie's about at all. Though not deeply moving, it's actually a fun film with a compact storyline and an all-around good acting. It's directed by the underappreciated Icelandic filmmaker Baltasar Kormákur. And I've seen a few of his movies, and he's always really good at manipulating sympathetic characters through enormous disasters. He's not afraid of moving the viewer deep into swampy water, up trees, on top of small mountains, or through disorienting vegetable tunnels. So you feel like you're right there, like you're a part of it all. So if you're looking for some well-made thrills, I recommend you check out Beast. You can catch Beast this weekend across Canada. Check your local listings. And We Are As Gods was supposed to open today in Toronto, but now it looks like you may have to wait till the VOD is released in September. Sorry about that. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.